Hey, welcome back. All right, let's change directions like we had promised. We got it all over social media. We've been talking it up for about 3 or 4 days now, and we're going to talk to Coach Tommy Tuberville. He is running for United States Senate, obviously right here in the state of Alabama. And I do realize that very frequently we don't do a lot of Alabama-centric stories because a lot of our audience is nationwide. But one of the reasons that this particular one is so important is we got to get the Democrat Doug Jones out of office once and for all. And the local guys, you local listeners, you certainly know it needs no introduction whatsoever. But let's welcome Tommy Tuberville into this edition of the Michael Hart Show. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm doing great. I'm driving down the road, but this month in Alabama, it has poured down rain, and so I'm actually trying to almost paddling down the road. It's so much water, but it's 7 days to the election, Super Tuesday. I'm excited, looking forward to it.
Well, you know, we certainly have been covering it. We're excited, looking forward to it as well. You know, you and I have had the opportunity to speak off the air and also had an opportunity to speak with you in person at, I believe it was Sheepdog Firearms some months ago. And I've had most of my questions about Tommy Tuberville answered. Obviously, you know, I think you know that I've known of you for many years, a big Auburn fan for many, many, many years, and certainly appreciate your tenure there. But that notwithstanding, I know a lot about Tommy Tuberville, but I wanted to educate the rest of the folks out there on it. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. The reason I was really excited about doing this today. A couple of days ago, I put a poll up on social media about how the election turnout between you and Jeff Sessions. And right now, with about 500 people voting, you are far and away running away from Jeff Sessions. But what's interesting, Coach, is that I had a couple people ask me, how does Tuberville fare against Bradley Berm? And right now I've got about 13,000 people in the feed that have been reached with 1,200 votes, and you are also leading in that poll as well, although it's a lot tighter. It's 59-41%. The reason I'm bringing that up is that has also stimulated a lot of conversation about a lot of debate with almost 230 comments on that website between comparing and contrasting Bradley Berm and Tommy Tuberville. But what I wanted to do today, in addition to ask you why you want to be senator for Alabama and what your plans are, I wanted to get you to answer a few of these questions that have been concerns of some of the people online so that I know the answers. I already know them, but I'd like to have an opportunity to share them. But without that, with further ado, Coach, why do you want to be a senator from the state of Alabama, and what would your plan be in the state as well as D.C.?
Well, Michael, the last, I coached 40 years, and the last 10, 12 years I was coaching, I started noticing a change in our country. Obviously, our law and order, it's kind of good versus evil now. Our law enforcement and first responders are, they're not being respected anymore. We're losing respect in this country, our moral values. And, of course, I dealt with young people all my life, but I also dealt with, parents, and most of them were good, but I saw a downward trend in the attitude in this country towards our country. And then, of course, our education is the problem. And, Michael, I tell people this on the stump. We can be the richest and the best hospitalization and best infrastructure and the biggest army and the military. If we don't gain control of our educational system, get it away from the liberal socialists, it's not going to make any difference because our young people are being indoctrinated into socialism and communism. Just look at Bernie Sanders. My God, folks, we are losing. And so I tell people the farm education was created in 1979 by Jimmy Carter. There's 4,000 liberal socialists at work in that department. Now, Betsy DeVos, President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Education, is trying to work through it, but you can't get rid of them. And they have infiltrated our education system. They tell us what we can teach. They've changed our textbooks. They're teaching socialism in our schools. And if we had an election today just between 18 to 35, a poll a few months ago said that 80% of the kids would vote for socialism. And that is scary. So that's why I'm running. Because these career politicians, they don't have a clue. I'm running against two guys here, as you just said, the congressman and the senator, that have been up there 30 years, and they've yet to understand what's going on in the country. I guess they're up there just for a paycheck because, my gosh, this country is – we're falling apart, other than the fact one guy, Donald Trump, is fighting to save it, and he needs people to help him. So, it's a shame that somebody like me who's retired has to do this, but I'm telling you what, I am fired up, and I want to help the people of Alabama, and I want to go help Donald Trump get this country back on track.
Let's take a quick look at some of the things that you know, some people have brought up online, because, like I said, you and I have talked about it before, and, you know, we met that one time. But on our poll, a couple of things that have kind of popped up, things I know that you've already dealt with, but I'd like to, because this is a very expanded audience. A few people have raised the question, since you talked about being on the outside, about another non-politician. Now, this definitely is the age of non-politicians, but there's been some people comparing and contrasting your experience versus that of the political insiders, which I personally find is a negative to them, you know, as far as the vote's concerned. But I know that you've also expressed some of your understanding of the process because of your time as a coach and being in living rooms, et cetera, across the country or across the state, and understanding people and their plight. But what is it that a non-politician senator brings that the other more viable candidates cannot?
Well, we know the problems. We've been out there, and they're not a better person to go to Washington, D.C. than a basketball or football coach that goes into the homes, businesses, schools all across the country, and really see it as it is, as a fact. You know, we deal with drug problems, mental health problems. Michael, we've got a huge problem. The problem we have in Washington, D.C. is they live in a dream world, a bubble, and we have no plan for mental health. We have zero plan for our drug problem. You know, we lose 60,000 people a year to drug overdoses, and I saw it every day. I went to funerals of players' brothers, sisters, parents. It's a catastrophe what it is, and we close our eyes to it. And the problem is, you know, people ask me why I'm better than anybody else in terms of who I'm running against. Number one, I'm going for the right reason. I'm not taking money from special interest. You know, I'll spend a tenth of the money that these two swamp guys will spend. All their money's coming from Washington, D.C. They're just pounding fake news after fake news commercials after me down here in Birmingham. They got me living in Florida now. You know, they said I hadn't paid taxes in 21 years. I'm going to go back to the tax collector and get my money back if that's the truth. I've paid taxes for the last 21, 22 years in this state, but they just make stuff up. But hey, I'm the best person for this job by far, because I'm on speak for the people of Alabama and fight with the other outsider we got up there. Now, he's got some help out of some senators and some congressmen, but not too many of them. And I want to go up there and help Donald Trump continue to get this country back on the right track.
Can you elaborate on the accusations of living in Florida and voting on Florida? Again, I know that you voted straight party down there at one point in time. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, Coach, I'm not 100% certain why people are so zeroed in or fascinated with that, because, heck, I'd like to live in Florida myself. And you know, and I've changed residences in the past and kept my voting in other places because it's a pain in the butt to change it. But can you elaborate on the allegations that you live in Florida and vote in Florida?
Well, I've got a house down in Florida. I've had one for, I don't know, since 2001. My wife bought her house down there so she could take the kids down there. We raised our kids, of course, in Alabama. They got educated in Alabama, and that's where you're going to put your roots down. It's where your kids have been educated in college and high school. And but, you know, they say, well, you know, he's moved around. Well, that evidently, you know, they don't want military to run for Congress or Senate, because military moves around. So do CEOs. So do people all over the world. They move for jobs, and that's what I've done. But I've kept homes. Again, I've paid property tax in this state 21, 22 years. I've voted in this state. But of course, you know, when you get a job, you got to move other places. It's not a secret. Look at Mitch McConnell. You know, Mitch McConnell was born in Alabama, and he happens to be the leader of the Senate right now. So they need to have a discussion with Mitch about his loyalties to Alabama. He went to Kentucky. So that all it is just trying to pull something over on the people. You know, I'm winning. They're swamped. You know, again, they are backed 100% by the deep state. And Donald Trump ran one out, and they threw him back in on him. He's trying to flop back into the swamp. We're not going to let that happen.
All right.
The people of Alabama don't like quitters, and they don't like people that turn on our president.
Coach, I got a couple more questions for you, but I really do need to take a real quick break and pay the light bills.
Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. We're having a conversation with Coach Tommy Tuberville. We're going to take a real quick break, come back on the other side, and get a few more of your concerns and questions out of the way. You're listening to the Michael Hart Show right here on the Heart of America Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Mark.
talking back. I'm sorry. I'm just tickled. I'm reading some of these comments on this political poll. One guy calling me out, Coach Tuberville, because it says it's no fair that I put a poll up for you because I'm such a raving Auburn fan and my daughter's graduated from there. It's amazing the things that people will come up with. All right, I know we don't have a whole lot more time and you're traveling. I do want to get into, you know, we talked about voting in Florida. We talked about Florida residency. And, you know, again, that's been kind of a hot-button issue. But some of the bigger hot-button issues that I've seen here on this poll and people that have asked me as well is, you know, in recent weeks and days, there have been debates for the candidates. I understand there were a few events that you were invited to that you were not in attendance for. Can you elaborate on that? That seems to be a level of concern for some that we've not seen a debate performance.
Well, I've been to one in Huntsville. I don't mind doing it. The problem is, you know, you set your schedule up 2 or 3 weeks in advance where you're going to GOP meetings and you're speaking to people all over the place, and then they throw these things up. They want you to show up just for entertainment. You know, people don't, you know, there's 15, 20 people there. You know, I try to hit as many people as I can. I debate every day, 6-7 times a day in front of people. They ask me questions. I'm going to give them the answer. I'm going to tell them exactly what I think. But, you know, the problem is these guys, they want to get in front of me and tell things just like we're talking about. That I'm a Florida resident. They've got to be kidding. You know, they said I'm for amnesty, and you've heard me say this. I'm the worst one right there. I don't believe in any kind of pathway to citizenship for anybody that comes here illegally. Of course, they hit all the hot buttons in the state with immigration, huge. And then, of course, there's a lot of things they bring. I don't have any problem getting in front of any of these guys because they've never done anything. You know, they go to the two guys, the congressman and the senator, have been up there 30 years. And look at this country. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, you know, I don't know where we'd be today. They surely haven't done anything. They're career politicians. We need term limits. They know it, and they know I'm for it. And it's going to be good next week. Hopefully we get two swamp dwellers out of Washington, D.C., and send somebody up there that's going to go up there and not take a paycheck. I'm not even taking a check. I'm going to give my money every month to a veteran from the state of Alabama. And I challenge them to do that. But no, they're going up for a paycheck and a career and a job and a 2-martini lunch every day. And hey, I'm going up there to work. I know how to work. I work 15 hours a day all my life.
Where do you come down on immigration reform and/or naturalization? Does there need to be a revision to how we incorporate people into this country? You know, one of the things that's funny about the immigration debate, Coach, is that the word immigration has just become a nasty word. It's become synonymous with invasion. And the Founding Fathers never intended that be the case. You know, they were adamant that we not only would encourage immigration to this country, but we needed immigration, provided the people that came to the United States were coming to contribute, to serve, brought value to the growing nation. Now, we have moved away from that belief, but it doesn't change the fact that there was a naturalization process put in place for a practical reason, although it's been highly exploited and even violated. Where do you come down on immigration reform? I know where you stand on illegal immigration, but do we need to have a revision into the methodology that we allow people to gain citizenship?
You know, we're all immigrants. This country was built on immigrants. And the thing that we've got to understand in this country is we're the only country on the face of the earth today that's not on fire. Everybody's economy is going down, but ours, everybody's having huge problems with their debt, their hospitalization because of the government that has taken over all these countries. What has happened, and you can just look at it, it's happened over year by year. Our politicians have kicked the can down the road in terms of protecting our borders. So we have no borders. We have no border in the southern area of this country, and they're coming over by droves. They're coming, some coming for jobs, some coming trying to come for a better life, some coming here to try to take this country over. There needs to be no even talk about anything about immigration until we stop the people coming in this country. We got to know who's here, number one. And our immigration policies absolutely are a joke. And we've allowed people to come here illegally. And as I said a while ago, there's no chance. You come here illegally, we've got 400,000 people from India today. Don't you think about this, Michael. 400,000 people in India that want to come to the United States the right way to gain citizenship. They speak English. They're well-trained. They're well-educated. They could help this country prosper and get better and better, but they can't come because we've been overrun at our borders. So our immigration policies have to change. Our politicians don't want to do anything about it because they want votes. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We better start hurting people's feelings, go by our Constitution, protect our borders, protect our citizens, and get that wall up like only one guy wants to do, and that's President Donald Trump. He's had to beg and borrow, you know, money from other places to build that wall. Even our even the Republican politicians are against it. So, hey, put the wall up first, and then we'll talk about everything else when it comes to citizenship. But I am not for anybody becoming a citizen that came here illegally, because there's millions that have come here, done it the right way, and waiting to do it the right way.
Coach, let's bring this back to Sweet Home for just a moment before we're going to part ways. On the ballot coming up that you're on is also an amendment that's very concerning, at least to me, Amendment 1, which we need. I think we need to vote no on, but I want to hear your thoughts on it. And that's the amendment, of course, that would take the responsibility of our Board of Education's out of the hands of the voters and make these appointed positions. Where do you come down on that?
Well, adding government to what we're doing just makes problems even worse. You're exactly right, Michael. The problem that we have, you start letting people appoint people because of a campaign donation or something like that to a board, just creates more and more problems. Now, there needs to be qualified people on that board. I understand that because, folks, as you just heard me say a few minutes ago, if we don't get our education going back in the right direction, this state, this country is not going to survive the long run. It's not going to be the country that me and you grew up in. So we got to be real careful of allowing politicians, career politicians, to start naming people, because when they do that, they're doing it because of campaign contributions and not because of qualifications.
Well, you're definitely right about that. Coach, very quickly, tell us how we can find out more about Tommy Tuberville as well. You know, there's websites and any closing remarks, anything, because this is this audience, of course, is, you know, pretty much statewide. And I know for a fact that a good portion of who's listening to this program today are Bradley Burns supporters and or on the fence. And that's because this poll really exploded on me. And although you are currently leading, there's a lot of debate about qualifications and where both of you come down. So closing thoughts and then where we can find Tommy Tuberville.
Well, you can go for TommyForSenate.com and just look at the website. You can look at our policies, what I believe in. Don't go over the advertisement you're seeing on TV. This is all advertisement. Came from money from Washington, D.C., that does not want a career politician or does not want a non-politician up there. I'm not going to vote for the swamp. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump and the people of the state of Alabama. Mike, we got to get God back in this country. And I don't hear these other two guys talking about it. God was taken out of our schools in the 1960s. Our prayer, Christianity is being attacked every day. We've got to get God back in this country. We've got to back our law enforcement. We've got to get our education back on track. And these career politicians, again, they don't care anything about that. They want a job. They want a paycheck. Again, I'm not taking a paycheck. I'm giving my money to the veterans of the state of Alabama. I don't need this job. I want this job.
Very good. Coach Tommy Tuberville, of course, the primary coming up very, very, very quickly. Coach, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your candor. And all I'll do is I'll wish you best of luck in the upcoming primary, and we'll talk to you very soon.
I'll talk to you after the win. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, sir.